Word, go ahead.
我们一直在唱的，在天上的救主，在天上救主，那就是为什么我们一直在唱呢？因为这个是就是总结了，就是我们的福音的。
Very good. So we're going to start out with the Savior above, and then one or two new ones.
然后我们刚开始唱的这天上的救主，然后再唱一两首新的。
Okay, here we go. The Savior above in wonderful throne came down to this world to die, that all who believe might pardon receive and live with him.Take your Bibles now.
你翻开你的圣经。
And turn to Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. And we're going to sing verse 18.
你翻到以赛亚书第一章，第一章呢，我们要唱第十八节。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18.
以赛亚书第一章第十八节。
And this chorus that we're going to sing is almost precisely those words. The words on the screen are going to change just one or two words different, but that's what we're going to say.
因为我们在这个要唱的基本上呢，就是说圣经里好像正好是那一节经文，大家可以看大屏幕，大屏幕上呢只是一两个单词更改了。
So there are 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah. What is the book of Isaiah all about?
因为在圣经里以赛亚书里有66章，那么所有的以赛亚书讲的是什么呢？
And the answer, verse 18, is the summary of the book of Isaiah.
所以的答案是呢，就是说是第十八节基本上呢就是以赛亚书的一个小节。
And the line starts with the words, "Let us reason together."
所以这句话开始的时候，让我们来理论理论。
Why did God give you a brain?
所以神为什么要给你个脑子呢
？So that you can use it.
所以你可以用你的脑子。
Don't just sit there, think.
不要只是坐在那里，要思考。
What's the Bible? What's Isaiah all about? Though your sins are as scarlet, they can be white as snow.
所以呢，所有的以赛亚书讲的什么呢？你们的重罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白。
So the book of Isaiah is all about the reasons how and why your sins can be as snow.
所以这个里面呢，就是所有的以赛亚书讲到的呢，就是怎么样，为什么你的那个罪可以变成雪白
？All right, Norma was playing the tune. You've got it in your head. We're going to sing it.
Norma 在弹那个旋律，你大概已经有了，我们一起来唱。
No, that's a different piece, Norma. I want "Come Now and Let Us Reason Together." No, not that one. This one.
Yeah, but it's not, oh, it's no music. Is that it?
That's right, it's no music. Thank you.
Together stand unborn. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as gold.
Okay, one more time. Get the high notes. Sing those high notes low and proud. Here we go. Come now and let us reason. Together sing the Lord. I know your sins are red, guilty stain, but God can take that stain all away.
所以神说呢，我知道你的罪呢，它是像猩红，像那个就是血红，但是我可以把它所有的都除掉。
And he can make your life white as snow and white as wool.
它可以让你的那样的生命呢，像雪白，像羊毛一样白。
Okay, one more time. We won't sing the third piece this morning. Maybe get that next week. Here we go. Come now and let us reason.
Come now and let us reason. Together sing the Lord. Though your sins as scarlet be, who shall be white as snow?
And
the more we sing, the sweeter will sound.
所以我们唱的越多呢，就会唱的越甜美。
Very good. Lord, would you bless us this morning now as we just take a few minutes and turn to the logic of your word?
主啊，求您呢赐福给我们，在我们今天早晨呢花一点时间呢去翻开您的话的这个逻辑。
Lord, bless us, we pray. Teach us, we pray.
所以主啊，求您赐福给我们，我们祷告；求您教导我们，我们祷告。We
ask it in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. All right. So somebody says to you, "Why do you believe the Bible?"
有些人跟你说呢，为什么你要相信圣经？And
you say, "Because it's logical. What else could you believe?"
所以你说这个是很有逻辑的。那么除此之外，你能相信什么呢？
The most reasonable, the most accurate, the most logical book that's ever been written is.
所以这个就是说，这是一本就是最有道理的、最准确的、最有逻辑的书有史以来。
It's the Bible.
就是圣经。
So I told you that I wrote a little exam, a little paper, years ago when I was at university.
所以我能告诉各大家，就是说很多年前，当我在上大学的时候呢，我就参加了一个考试。And
I was asked to present the phylogenetic tree.
所以呢，我就被就是说是要求去把最后的那个基因的那个树写出来。And
the phylogenetic tree is the logic of evolution.
所以呢，就是最后的那个基因的这个树呢是那个进化论的它的那个基础。
And then at the bottom of the paper, I put, but I don't believe this. I believe what the Bible says about creation.
所以我在那个下面写着，但是我不相信这个，我相信圣经里的创世纪。
And they corrected my paper and they gave me zero.
所以他们就是说是纠正了我的那个试卷，给了我一个零分。
Okay, who had the logic? Me.
谁会有逻辑呢？我有。
They had hope. They wanted evolution to be true, but I knew the facts because I had the Bible.
他们只是希望，希望呢，他们希望那个圣经是不是，他们希望进化论是真的，但是呢，我有这样的逻辑，我相信圣经。
And so we're just going to look quickly at some of the logic today. Isaiah chapter 40.
因为我们今天要很快的看一下这些逻辑，那么说大家可以翻到以赛亚书第四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书第四十章。
Actually, Isaiah chapter 41.
这实际上是四十一章。
And we're going to look at verse number 21.
我们要看第二十一节。
Isaiah 40, 41 verse 21.
以赛亚书四十一章二十一节。
41:21. The argument is God God or are the idols God?
所以像这个逻辑呢，神是神还是那些偶像是神
？How would you know that God is true?
你怎么知道神是真的呢
？How would you know that the idols are not true?
你怎么知道这些偶像不是真的呢？
A lot of people believe other things, but what is true?
所以呢，很多人呢相信其他的东西，那么哪一样是真的呢
？So Isaiah says, "I challenge you, people, present your case," says the Lord. "Bring forth your strong reasons," says the King of Jacob.
所以呢，以赛亚说呢，我挑战你们。第二十一节说，耶和华说呢，我要你们呈上你们的案件。雅各的王说，我要你们拿出有力的证据。
Now this is going to happen for everyone on the day of judgment, isn't it? After we die, we'll meet the Lord. He'll say, "Tell us what your case is."
也就是你们呢，就是说这个事情呢，对我们每个人来说呢，在审判日呢都要面对，是不是呢？那么主会问你说你的案件是什么
？And then he says in verse 22, "Let them bring forth and show us what will happen."
第二十二节说呢，让他们拿出来，只是我们要将发生的事。
The only thing.That you really need to know for sure is what is going to happen tomorrow.
所以呢，唯一一件你要就是说知道的事情呢，就是说明天会发生什么。
If you knew what was going to happen tomorrow, you could be rich, couldn't you?
如果你知道明天会发生什么，你会变得很有钱，是不是
？And I told you about the day many, many years ago when I thought gold is worth $2.50 an ounce.I should buy some. I think the price is going to go up.
因为很多年前呢，我被告知呢，就是说是金价是2.5一盎司。那么说呢，我应该买一点，因为那个金价会上涨的。
And I'm not sure what the price of gold is today. It's not $2.50.
我不确定今天的金价是多少，起码不是2.5一盎司。
Last week it was something like $5,500. That's a long way from $2.50.
因为上个星期呢是$5,500，那么跟2.5呢应该是相隔很远。
And I knew I should buy it, but I didn't buy it.
所以我知道我应该去买，但是我却没有买。
But if I did buy it, I'd be a whole lot richer than I am now.
所以呢，如果真的买了，我现在要比现在我的我要有钱得多。
So if you're so smart, tell us what's going to happen.
所以你们呢，你们都会非常聪明，你们告诉我们会发生什么。
How would you know what's going to happen?
你怎么知道将会发生什么
？Verse 22 says, "Let them show the former things what they were, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them."
所以呢，第二十二节说呢。说明先前的是什么事儿，好叫我们思索得知事的结局，或者把将来的事指示我们。
Okay, so it's important. If you know the future, you've got to understand the past.
所以这个是非常重要的。如果你想知道未来呢，你必须先呢理解过去。
So, I have a friend.And he was at a supermarket a while ago, and when he was there, somebody lady came up to him and said, excuse me, sir, would you like me to tell you your future?
这个里面呢, 我有一个朋友呢, 他就是不久前呢, 在超市里, 有个人呢, 跟他说呢, 啊, 不好意思, 你愿不愿意, 我告诉你的未来呢?
He said, can you tell my future?
他说呢, 你能告诉我的未来?
Sure, she said, I can tell your future.
他说当然了, 我可以告诉你的未来。
Well, he said, all right, if that's the case, I want you to tell my past. What did I have for breakfast yesterday?
所以他说, 如果是这样的话呢, 我要你告诉我, 我的过去, 我昨天早餐吃了什么?
She said, duh, I don't know.
他说呢, duh, 我不知道。
He said, if you don't know the past, how can you tell the future?
他说如果你连过去都不知道, 你怎么知道未来呢?
Now, there's many reasons we believe in God. One is because he knows what happened in the past.
所以呢,就是有几个原因我们要相信神呢,就是因为第一个原因呢,是他相信,他知道过去。
And I've told you repeatedly, the Bible is the only book of antiquity that is right. It's proven right by archaeology all the time.
因为我跟大家讲过，其中一个原因呢，就是圣经的预测都是对的。这个为什么呢？就是其中一个原因呢，就是考古学呢总是证明圣经是对的。And
the proof that God knows the future is the fact that God knows the past.
所以呢，就是说神知道未来的证据是他知道过去。So
on Sunday night, we were considering a little bit about the past and the future.
因为在星期天的晚上呢，我们学习了一点点关于过去和未来。
And we pointed out that there's a problem in the world today. It's a big problem in the land of Israel. It's called the West Bank problem.
因为今天呢，我们知道呢，就是说是在以色列的那片土地呢上呢有一个非常的严重的问题。这个问题呢叫西岸问题。
And if you go to visit Israel today, you'll find that you can't go to the West Bank. You can go to the rest of Israel, but you can't go to the West Bank.
如果你今天去到以色列里，你发现呢，整个以色列你都可以去，但西岸你却去不了。
Why can't you go to the West Bank today?
为什么今天你不能去西岸呢？
Because of what happened in Israel 2,500 years ago, 2,600 years ago.
就是因为呢，是2500或者2600年前所发生的事。
You want to understand the future? Check out the past.
所以你想理解未来呢，你去检查一下过去。
So, God says to them, God is reasonable. Come now and let us reason together.
所以神说,
let's find out whether the Bible is reasonable.
所以神说呢，他是讲道理的。那么说呢，你们来，我们来理论你呢。这就是为什么我们说圣经是讲道理的。
So he said, declare to us the things that are to come.
那就是说是告诉我们将来要来的结局。Verse
23, show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are gods.
第23节说呢,要说明后来的事,好叫我们知道你们是神。So
somebody comes up to you and says, I don't believe the Bible, I believe this.
有人呢进来说呢,我不相信圣经,我相信这个。
So you say to him, well, that's very good. Tell me, what's going to happen tomorrow? And if you can tell us what's going to happen tomorrow, then we believe you. But if you can't tell us what's going to happen tomorrow, then we won't believe you.
所以呢,你说呢,如果你能告诉我们明天会发生什么呢,我会相信你。如果你不能告诉,我就不会相信你。
So, I just thought of a few things that are popular in our world today.
我就是刚刚思考了一些，就是在我们这个世界呢比较流行的几件事情。
When I was at university, I was told I had to believe in evolution, and if not, I'd get zero.
所以呢，当我在大学的时候呢，我就被告知呢，我必须相信进化呢，如果我不相信的话，我就会得零分。
But there was a man by the name of Charles Darwin. Do you remember that name?
当然，这里有个人呢，他的名字叫查尔斯·达尔文。你们知道这个人吗？
Charles Darwin came up with the idea of evolution.
所以呢，就是查尔斯·达尔文呢，就是进化论是他想出来的。
Did he believe in evolution?
他相信进化论吗？
Well, he said, frankly, I'm not so sure.
他说呢，坦率地说呢，我不是很确定。
He said, this is something. He said, I've told you that Each state in the evolutionary tree grew out of intermediate states.
所以呢，就是说是啊，他说了，我告诉你们，进化论的每个阶段呢，就是每个阶段都是马上连接起来的。
So he said there are monkeys.
那这里有猴子。
And then there are human beings.
然后有了人类。
And we're very similar to one another.
我们的互相呢非常像。
So he said the human beings came from the monkeys.
所以呢，人类呢是从猴子变来的。
He said now they just didn't come.Just in one generation, took a long time for the monkeys to become humans.
而这个并不是仅仅是说一代就能变成人类，他说呢花了很久时间，猴子才变成人。
So in between monkeys and humans, what's there going to be?
所以呢，在人类和猴子之间会是什么
？There'll be a little. There'll be monkeys with a little bit of humans, and then a little bit more, and a little bit more, and then there'll be man with a little bit of monkey, and.You just keep going over time. You get less monkey, more like human, and finally you get human. But in between, there's going to be a lot of.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这个呢，有些猴子呢，它有点像人，然后呢，有些猴子呢更有点像人，有些猴子呢就是这个再像点人，有些人呢就有点像猴子，有些人有点像猴子。那么说呢，这个呢，这个如果从这是这样的话呢，那么在猴子和人之间呢，有大量的像这样半猴子半人类的人。
So Darwin says the proof is going to be in the fossils. If you're looking for when you dig up the fossils, you'll find humans, you'll find monkeys, and you'll find all kinds of fossils in between.
所以这个里面呢是达尔文说，那你可以在那个化石里找到证据，找到证据呢，你可以找到猴子的化石，你可以找到人类的化石，那么说你可以找到很多的这个中间的半人半猴的人的化石。
So what's happened since Darwin died?
所以呢，达尔文死了以后发生了什么？
Well, the archaeologists have dug up millions of fossils all over the world.
所以呢，考古学家已经挖出了成百万的化石，整个世界范围内。
They haven't found one fossil between the monkeys and humans.
他们呢没有找到一具，就是说是在半人半猴的化石。
What's that mean?
这个意味着什么
？Well, it means that the humans didn't come from monkeys. There's no fossils there at all.
因为这个意味着呢，人类不是从猴子来的，因为这没有任何的化石在那里。
And so Charles Darwin has already told you that if he lived today, he wouldn't believe in evolution.
因为那个查尔斯·达尔文已经告诉你了，他如果今天还活着，他不会相信进化论的。
Because there's no evidence for it.
因为没有任何的证据。
What is wrong with all other isms?What is wrong with other religions? What is wrong with atheism? What is wrong with anything other than believing the Bible?
所以呢，那其他的那些就是所有的那些宗教，所有那些就是说异教，所有那些的不相信无神论者，他们的错误在哪里
？Answer: It isn't reasonable. Doesn't make any sense. The evidence is not there.
所以呢，答案呢是他们呢并不是说有道理的，那个里面的没有任何的逻辑证据不在那里。
When I was at university a long time ago，
当我上大学时是很久以前的事儿。
I said to my friends who were evolutionists, they believed in evolution。
我对我的同学们说呢，他们是进化论者，他们相信进化论。
I said to them, "Why do you believe in evolution?" I said, "Is it easier for you to believe in evolution or me to believe in the Bible?"
他说呢，就是说是你相信进化论，我相信圣经，哪一样更容易呢
？And I said, they said to me, "It's easier for you to believe in the Bible."
他说呢，你相信圣经呢更容易一点。
And I said, "What?"
我说什么
？And they said, "Yes." I said, "Why?"
他们说是的，我说为什么呢
？He said because you've got all the evidence.
因为你有所有的证据。
Okay, the Bible's position is always reasonable. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord.
所以这个里面呢，就是圣经里的，就是所有的这些证据呢，你都是可以理论的。所以主说呢，你们来，让我们理论理论。
I told you before repeatedly, A few years ago, people used to say we all came out of a Big Bang, and in the Big Bang, the universe developed.
所以呢，我就是一直呢不断的重复的告诉过你们，有些人告诉我们呢，整个宇宙是大爆炸来的，因为有个大爆炸，宇宙产生了。
And in recent years, that's been proven. Recent months, that's been proven to be totally fallacious.
所以呢，就是整个就近几个月来，这个已经被证明是完完全全的虚假了。
The Big Bang logic said over a long period of time, 13 billion years, the universe developed from just some gases to the universe as we see it today.
所以大爆炸的时候呢，就很久以前，大概130亿年之前呢，就有一堆那个小很小的一个物质，然后呢就爆炸了，一直发展到今天我们的宇宙。
And in the last few years, they looked all the way back and they found that there are galaxies.Just like our galaxy, stars, solar system, just like ours, way back, right at the very beginning. It didn't evolve. It was there at the beginning.
然后呢，他们追溯回去呢，一直追溯到那个时间。那个时间段的话呢，发现那个时候呢，所有的星系已经存在了，就像太阳系跟我们今天的一样，一直存在着，从来没有发展过。
So why do you believe the Bible rather than something else?
因为为什么你不相信圣经，而是相信其他的东西呢
？Because something else doesn't work. That's why.
因为那些其他的东西呢，它没有用，这是为什么
？And the Bible is the book that can tell the future from the past. It keeps on telling what's going to happen.
因为圣经呢，它是唯一的一本书呢，可以告诉你未来，通过过去，它会呢一直告诉你将来要发生什么。
I don't understand all the science of it, but they say that the universe is designed in such a way that everything has to be perfectly balanced.
虽然我不对科学呢不太懂，但是呢，有些人告诉我呢，就是说是整个宇宙它被设计成呢，就是说每一样东西必须保持完美的平衡。
So they say, it isn't just an accident that the Earth is so far away from the sun.
他说呢，就是那个。地球和太阳之间的这个距离呢，并不是偶然的。
If the Earth were closer to the sun, what would happen?
所以呢，如果地球稍微靠近的太阳，会发生什么
？Well, all the water would turn to water vapor and blow away.
所以呢，所有地上的水呢，都会变成蒸汽跑了。
It'd be too hot for you and I to live.
所以呢，对你我来说，住在这里太热了。
And if the Earth were a little farther away from the sun, what would happen?
如果那个地球离太阳稍微远一点，会发生什么
？Well, we'd all freeze to death.
我们所有人都会被冻死。
It has to be just right.
因为这它必须是正好这个距离。
What would happen if the forces of gravity were just a little bit stronger?
因为如果那个地球的重力稍微强一点，会发生什么
？Well, you and I couldn't survive.
你我就活不下来了。
You couldn't stand up.
你站不起来。
If the forces of gravity were less, what would happen?
如果地心的重力呢稍微轻一点，会发生什么
？Well, things would all fall away.
所有的人呢都会飘起来。
So, this is science. This isn't Harold speaking.
所以这是科学，不是我 Harold 说的。
There are a large number of such precise dimensions in our universe.
所以呢，就是说，在我们的那个整个的宇宙空间呢，有很多的不同的空间。
How important is it that they be precisely attuned?
所以呢，他们怎么就是说是就是那么精确的被调在一起了
？So, one of them has been defined like this.
其中一个被这样定义的。
It has to be precisely accurate.
所以必须呢，非常的精准。
Just like if you were to take an arrow, a bow and arrow, and you were to shoot an arrow.
所以就像呢，如果你拿一个弓箭，你把这个箭呢射出去。
To the edge of the universe.
射到射到宇宙的边缘。
And you would have to hit the target. If you could shoot the arrow from here to the edge of the universe, 1,300 billion years away, if you could.Shoot that to the point you want in the end of the universe. How accurate would you have to be?
因为如果你要在这里是一个箭呢，射到130亿光年外的那个宇宙边上的一个目标上面，那你要有多精准才能射上去了？
And some of the scientists have proven you'd have to have that arrow so accurate that it would hit a bullseye to within 1 centimeter.
所以呢，就是有些科学家说，那就是说是如果你这个精准度必须呢，就是一直射到那个靶上的靶心的时候，只有1厘米的误差。
Okay, if you had an arrow and you wanted to shoot it to the moon, do you think you could hit the moon?
所以呢，如果你有一支箭，你去射月亮，你认为你射得着吗？
Well, the moon's going like this all the time.
所以那个月亮一直在旋转。
So you shoot the arrow and the moon goes right by and just missed.
所以呢，你射一个箭，那个月亮呢就刚好过去，从你刚刚偏了。
But imagine shooting not to the moon, but all the way to the edge of the universe and hitting the target within 1 centimeter.
所以你可以去想象一下，你射一支箭，然后呢到达宇宙的边缘，只好就是说在靶心只有1厘米的误差。
The Bible and its prophecies are reasonable. It's reasonable to believe the Bible.
所以呢，就是圣经里面，而圣经里面的预言呢，都是可以理论的。所以圣经是非常讲道理。
It's foolishness to believe all the other things.
因为如果相信其他的另外的一些事情是非常愚蠢的。
Read the Bible.
读圣经。
When you read the Bible, you're going to be accurate.
当你读圣经呢，你就会准确。
If you listen to the others.You're going to be wrong.
如果你去听其他的一些东西呢，你就会出错。
All right, that's a little bit on the subject of the reasonableness of the Bible. What God says is logical. What God says makes sense. Think about it.
所以这些呢，就是讲到一点点的那关于那些圣经的那个讲道理性。那么神讲的事情呢，就是说是有道理的，神讲的东西是准确的，所以你要去思考。
Lord, we want to thank you that it's easy to believe the Bible.
所以呢，主要我们非常感恩的是相信圣经的，我们说很容易。
Because it's the only thing that makes sense.
因为这是唯一一个，就是说看着，唯一一个就是有道理的东西。
Help us to study it, help us to think about it, help us to analyze it, and help us to believe it, we pray.
所以帮助我们去学习，帮助我们去思考，帮助我们去分析，帮助我们去顺服，我们祷告。
So we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
所以现在我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.